Hello and welcome to the Baseball Tips and Tricks podcast, presented by me, Gaines Estridge, a baseball player, and in a way you could say a coach now that I am presenting this podcast. Obviously this is the first one, so I want to, you know, tell you a little bit about myself and let you know what I'm going to be doing. So I am a baseball player. I have played on many, many different teams, leagues, organizations. I've been coached by some of, if not the best of the best coaches in both MLB and college baseball, including from TCU as well. I've been able to be given many tips and tricks by them. I've been able to sit down and talk with players such as Michael Young, Matt Carpenter, those type of guys. And obviously my pitching coach, who has a ton of experience. So I'm just going to be able to let you guys know whether you're 25 years old and trying to get to the MLB, or whether you're 10 years old and trying to make your, you know, little league team. This is mainly focusing on pitching because that is what I do. We will be mixing in some hitting. And obviously, I also play first base, I used to. So we will be talking about that some. Third base as well, a little bit in the outfield, not as much catching. We will be having some notable guests that will be on the podcast. I do not play catcher, I do not play second base in the outfield, so I will be having people come in that do play those and are really good at it to be able to share you those tips and tricks. So let's begin. Today we are focusing on pitching. So this is going to be taking you, let's just say this podcast, the first one, will be as if you have never pitched in your life at all. So this is going to be telling you the very basic things. Later on in the podcast, episodes, 10, 20, etc., that will be giving you more in-depth and making you, not just be a baseball pitcher, but a really good one that can possibly make it to the MLB level. I'm going to be doing many different segments here. I want you guys to please, share a comment with me and give me, help me out here. Give me some suggestions on different, different segments that I can do. Please. And please, obviously, rate and like this on Apple Podcasts. We love your support. I'm here with Anchor Podcasts, who will be somewhat sponsoring this podcast and many to come. This is going to be dropping every single Sunday until I get tired of it, and then I will stop abruptly. So be looking out for that. Obviously this is not the best time for me to be doing this podcast, but it's close to the new year, and I wanted this to happen. Okay, so here we go. This is the first segment. Pitching, guys. I am a big-time pitcher, and let me just tell you a little bit about my journey and a little bit about my walk with pitching. So, I hated baseball a lot throughout my life. I thought it was stupid, it was awful, blah, 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 blah. Then a friend of mine, Langan Moffitt, who went to school with me in about fifth grade, in fifth grade, we were really good friends, still are, still keeping in touch, but in fifth grade, he said, hey, I obviously, everyone knows you hate baseball, and you say it's stupid, but why not try it out, to prove that it's as awful as it is. I was like, you know what, Langan, let's do that. So this was obviously, this was rec baseball. This was nothing, you know, nothing big, no select, AAA majors, all that type of stuff. This was bottom of the bottom, rec baseball in Texas. And I loved it. It was unbelievable. I was a huge football guy. I was I snapped and I was a left tackle for the football team. But at 12 years old, I was like, wow, football sucks. This baseball is unbelievably awesome. And I always had a really good arm. I could throw the baseball really well. And the coach said, you know what? You're pretty, you know, you can throw. How about you try out pitching? My mom's like, I don't know about that. Just because, you know, I'm a kid. I'm going on the mound in front of everybody, and anything can go wrong. But I was like, no, let's try this. You know, I don't know. Maybe I have a gift. And let's just say I did. I did really well. Ended up, you know, going to a pitching coach. And you know, getting the basics. Hitting, that took a while. You know, anybody can throw the baseball, just about. But hitting, that is tough. You have to learn timing, control, many of which we will be talking about. So later on, I got to be really, really good, making, you know, high-ranking teams, etc. And it just went on from there. And all the different coaches that helped me get to this level, I want to share the insight with you guys so that hopefully you guys can become really well, really good and well-polished baseball players. So, now we actually begin what we will be doing with most, if not all, of these podcasts. And here is pitching. This is going to be talking about many drills to do with pitching, that type of stuff. One thing to do, and this is one thing I did not do much at all, if at all, was stretch. If your elbow, your shoulder, if anything feels bad, you want to just immediately stop, tell your coach, tell your parents, because if you pitch through that, it will only get worse. And let's say if that elbow hurts, it'll take you 2 days and you'll be fine. If you keep on pitching, it could take you 2 weeks, 2 months. You might even need to get Tommy John. It's as simple as that. Take care of your arm. Icing is always good. The best thing to do after a big pitching outing, I mean, when you're throwing 50-plus pitches, which isn't huge depending on your age, but anytime you throw 50-plus pitches, in the end, you're throwing close to 80 or 90 because of all the warm-ups, throwing, etc. You want to do, what you do is, hot, cold, hot, cold. So, you get a ice pack and a cold pack and a hot pack. You heat up the hot pack in the microwave, minute or two, it's really just hot water. You put it on your elbow or your shoulder, anything that doesn't feel good, put it on there, 5 minutes, then go to cold with the ice and water, because ice will not... If you just do ice, it's not going to be completely on your elbow. You want ice and water, so it just goes all over your elbow. So, hot for 5 minutes, cold for 10 minutes, hot for 5, cold for 10. And that's really the best way to recover. Also, Icy Hot, you can buy it at CVS, Walgreens, Target, you name it. It's a good thing. It's like a lotion. Just put it on there, and that really stretches it out. Just, let those muscles relax. Also, J-bands. These are stuff you can buy on Amazon. Super easy to use. They just come with a little clip. Clip them on the metal gate that you have at most little league fields. Well, if not all baseball fields. Clip them on the gate. Clip them on a pole. Get someone else to hold them. Stretch out your arms. There will be two bands. Clip them on each one of your wrists. Hold them up. Kind of like you're signaling a touchdown in football, and just go back and forth, up and down, side to side, and this will just totally stretch out your arm to get ready for pitching. Another thing to let you know is you have to throw ahead of time for pitching. Just, it's super simple. The best thing to do is to just start off throwing 10 feet. You're throwing it light, 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 light. You're not taking a stride. All you want to do is face the guy that you're throwing it to, face there, and stay in that exact position, shoulder width apart, facing the guy, and you just want to just lightly throw it to him. You're 10 feet apart, easy, easy, easy. Then after about 10 or 15 of those throws, you want to step back, and then you're actually taking a little bit of a stride, throwing it 20, 25 feet, about 10 to 15 times. Then if you really want to stretch, you're planning on pitching 5-6 plus innings. You want to go to what you call long toss. That is when the guy goes way back, 120, 150 feet for most of the young guys, and just keep on going back. And what you want to do is you want to take a running start. It's going to take about 5 feet. And then you just want to throw it as hard as you can. Not as hard as you can. But just get it to them and just keep on doing that. And that really helps with your arm and just helps that you stretch the entire thing out. Now, another thing to do is for conditioning with pitching is running. Running is, it's really easy. Just take a light jog before you pitch. Run around the entire baseball field 2-3 times. And that just, it helps you. And you don't have to sprint. Don't sprint. Just jog. Take a light jog. It'll get your muscles ready. And honestly, that's what you should do with any position. So, great things to do to practice are what I said as follows. It's super easy. But it will help you in the long run. So now we will be getting into just the basics. Each podcast, we will be doing a different pitch. This is something you want to take really slowly. I will say how old you should be when you should be throwing this. A lot of these pitches, curveballs, sliders, knuckleballs, all those, a lot of times you shouldn't be throwing them until late high school sometimes, unless you're a big dude, you're strong, 150 plus pounds, that type of stuff. Starting with the fastball. This is a four-seam fastball. I want you to get a baseball out. Really simple. If you have a baseball, just get it out. And look at it. Where should say Major League Baseball, something like that. The two seams will look like two. I don't know how to say this. It'll just be a little space, really thin, about the length of two fingers, where the seams are not touching. Okay? So, when you look at that, just get your fingers and put them on the top of those two top seams, okay? It will look like a little horseshoe when you turn it around. Put your fingers on that. Put your thumb to where it's in the middle of those two fingers on the other side of the baseball. Very simple. That is a four-seam fastball. If I did not explain it correctly, or if I made it confusing, which I probably did, look it up. That is a four-seam fastball. This will most likely or indefinitely be the hardest pitch you will throw. Unless, I don't know, something strange is going on. This is a pitch that it is the easiest pitch to throw, and it is the one you will most likely use the most. This has not much movement. It is straight where you're aiming at. That is where it will be. This is a great first pitch to throw. I usually like to start the batters off with a two-seam or a four-seam fastball. Also, another way to know is with the four-seam fastball, if you're spinning it, you see four seams. A two-seam fastball, when you spin, you just see two seams. That's another way to think of it. Much easier, less complicated way to think of it. Two-seam fastball has... It is a little bit slower, a couple miles an hour, not much. And it has darting movement, so it'll be going down a couple inches, up a couple inches. Many of you, especially those of you that are new to baseball, will be thinking, now, why would a baseball moving 2 inches, why would that make a difference? Well, it makes a difference between a home run and a strikeout. If you get the ball when you're right under it, that is where you can hit a home run. If you hit it right in the middle of the baseball, that is a line drive up the middle, most likely. 2 inches, that's close, a little bit less than the barrel of the bat. So that is the difference between making solid contact on a ball and totally whiffing it. And it makes a huge difference, especially in timing. If you throw, let's say I'm throwing a four-seam fastball 95 miles an hour right down the middle. Then I throw a two-seam or even a four-seam fastball at 93. Either way, your timing will be off. Let's say you pull that 95 mile an hour fastball, left field, home run. If you do the same thing to the 93 mile an hour fastball, that ball is foul by about 3 feet. And it makes a huge difference in timing. Think of a fastball and a changeup. If you're right on time to the 95 mile an hour fastball, you will be way out in front of the 80 to 85 mile an hour changeup. That's how you want to think about it. So, first podcast, four-seam fastball, practice, practice, practice that. That is a great, great, great way to learn how to throw a baseball. And that's not just for pitching. That is how you should be throwing every baseball. It makes them go faster. Think about when you're a kid, how you grip that baseball. It wasn't like this, I'll guarantee you that, most likely. Now we're going to be doing a little segment with hitting. This is just the basic stuff. Get someone to do what you call soft toss. Stand in the batter's box, lefty or righty. Get the other guy to stand in the opposite batting box. Get them to simply throw the baseball up and then just lightly hit it. This is super simple. This is how you get to be a good hitter. And tease. What many Major League Baseball players have told me is when they were a kid, they never used tees, okay? They just practiced in the cage, someone throwing it to them. And obviously, they got to the MLB by doing that. But once they tried out tees, it totally changed their game. You can set that up wherever you want, and you can practice. Okay, if they're throwing me a changeup, let's put the tee, you know, out in front because I'll be ahead of it. Outside, let's put it there. Let's just try to hit it right field, oppo shot, oppo taco. That's all you got to do. Now, this is something really cool that I want to help you guys on. So, there is a baseball subscribing box called Plate Crate. Plate Crate is it's really simple. It is a box that you get once a month or once every 3 months, depending on your subscription. It's roughly $200 to $300 for the entire year. Each box is about $20, but it's valued at over $50. It is unbelievable. Even me, which I'm not a guy that, you know, needs this stuff, but it's just awesome stuff that comes in it. For instance, the Plate Crate box that I have gotten got me an elbow guard, got me some Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored sunflower seeds, got me a backpack, a hat, licorice, batting tape from Marucci, great company, $25 off a thing called Blast Motion. Blast Motion is a hitting tool that you put on the knob of your bat. Whenever you're hitting, it will tell you exactly how fast you swung, how good you hit it, and what things to change. It might say, hey, you know, you swung it 60 miles an hour, swing, you know, faster, you got under it, more level swing. Very, very good tool to use, and many MLB players use it, especially my boy Carlos Correa for the Houston Astros. Now, in the end, I am a strong Christian. And at the end of every podcast, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about a player who reflects on their faith. This is just a good way for you to just sit back and relax, listen to about these players, and it's really simple. So first off is going to be a player that needs no introduction. He is one of the greatest pitchers in Major League Baseball, pitchers for the Los Angeles Dodgers. His name is Clayton Kershaw. I'm just going to be telling you a little bit of something that he said about his faith. He said, and I quote, "I am so blessed to have the talent to play baseball, and I realize that. But God gives us our talent and ability so we can glorify Him in everything we do. Since I was a kid, all I ever wanted to do was play in the MLB. But why am I playing baseball? Everybody wants to have success and be in the Hall of Fame. But then what? For me, it's about the legacy you leave off the field. It's about how many people I can affect with the platform God gave me." Just think about that. "Whether I'm pitching on a baseball mound or living my life outside of the baseball field, it's giving up my life to God that really puts my life in perspective. Being a Christian means you have to keep reminding yourself that you're supposed to stand out. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to act boldly in your faith. It's not easy, but it's worth the fight." So that is something that Clayton Kershaw said about his baseball faith. I want you to really put that in perspective and really think about what he said, because it's obviously it's a man with much wisdom in the game of baseball, but obviously it shows he has much wisdom in the faith of Christianity. If any of you guys are not Christians, I would love and absolutely love for you guys to leave a comment to me about anything you want to know. I can tell you anything. We can go have coffee. I currently live in Texas, so just tell me that, and I would love to tell you more about it. I gave you a name of a pastor. We can just talk baseball, guys, and, you know, give you a little bit of something about what I know. First podcast, not bad. Hope you guys have a great day. Please leave a comment, leave a like, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And obviously, I hope you have a great day. Any questions about the four-seam fastball, stuff to do before pitching and after a big game, and a few of the little hitting tools, please tell me. Thanks again. Have a great day. I will see you next Sunday. Bye. Hello and welcome to the Baseball Tips and Tricks podcast, presented by me, Gaines Estridge, a baseball player, and in a way you could say a coach, now that I am presenting this podcast. You know, obviously this is the first one, so I want to, you know, tell you a little bit about myself and let you know what I'm going to be doing. So, I am a baseball player. I have played on many, many different teams, leagues, organizations. I've been coached by some of, if not the best of the best coaches in both MLB and college baseball, including from TCU as well. I've been able to be given many tips and tricks by them. I've been able to sit down and talk with players such as Michael Young, Matt Carpenter, those type of guys, and obviously my pitching coach, who has a ton of experience. So I'm just gonna be able to let you guys know whether you're 25 years old and trying to get to the MLB, or whether you're 10 years old and trying to make your little league team. This is mainly focusing on pitching because that is what I do. We will be mixing in some hitting. And obviously, I also play first base, I used to. So we will be talking about that some. Third base as well, a little bit in the outfield, not as much catching. We will be having some notable guests that will be on the podcast. I do not play catcher. I do not play second base in the outfield. So I will be having people come in that do play those and are really good at it to be able to share you those tips and tricks. So, yeah, let's begin. Today we are focusing on pitching. So this is going to be taking you, let's just say this podcast, the first one, will be as if you have never pitched in your life at all. So this is going to be telling you the very basic things. Later on in the podcast, episodes, you know, 10, 20, etc., that will be giving you more in-depth and making you, you know, not just be a baseball pitcher, but a really good one that can possibly make it to the MLB level. I'm going to be doing many different segments here. I want you guys to please share a comment with me and give me, you know, help me out here. Give me some suggestions on different, different segments that I can do. Please. And please, obviously, rate and like this on Apple Podcasts. We love your support. I'm here with Anchor Podcasts, who will be somewhat sponsoring this podcast and many, many, many to come. Also, this is going to be dropping every single Sunday until I get tired of it, and then I will stop abruptly. So, be looking out for that. Obviously, this is not the best time for me to be doing this podcast, but it's close to the new year, and I wanted this to happen. Okay, so here we go. This is the first segment, pitching, guys. I am a big time pitcher, and let me just tell you a little bit about my journey and a little bit about my walk with pitching. So I hated baseball a lot throughout my life. I thought it was stupid, it was awful, blah, 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 blah. Then a friend of mine, Langan Moffitt, who went to school with me in about fifth grade. In fifth grade, we were really good friends. Still are, still keeping in touch. But in fifth grade, he said, hey, you know, I obviously... Everyone knows you hate baseball. You say it's stupid, but why not try it out to prove that it's as awful as it is? I was like, you know what, Langan? Let's do that. So this was rec baseball. This was nothing, nothing big, no select, triple A majors, all that type of stuff. This was bottom of the bottom rec baseball in Texas. And I loved it. It was unbelievable. I was a huge football guy. I was I snapped and I was a left tackle for the football team. But at 12 years old, I was like, wow, football sucks. This baseball is unbelievably awesome. And I always had a really good arm. I could throw the baseball really well. And the coach said, you know what, you're pretty, you know, you can throw. How about you try out pitching? My mom's like, I don't know about that. Just because, you know, I'm a kid, I'm going on the mound in front of everybody, and anything can go wrong. But I was like, no, let's try this. You know, I don't know, maybe I have a gift. And let's just say I did. I did really well. Ended up, you know, going to a pitching coach. And, you know, getting the basics. Hitting, that took a while. You know, anybody can throw the baseball, just about. But hitting, that is tough. You have to learn timing, control, many of which we will be talking about. So later on, I got to be really, really good, making, you know, high-ranking teams, etc. And it just went on from there. And, all the different coaches that helped me get to this level, I want to share the insight with you guys so that hopefully you guys can become really well, really good and well-polished baseball players. So, now we actually begin what we will be doing with most, if not all, of these podcasts. And here is pitching. This is going to be talking about many drills to do with pitching, that type of stuff. One thing to do, and this is one thing I did not do much at all, if at all, was stretch. If your elbow, your shoulder, if anything feels bad, you want to just immediately stop, tell your coach, tell your parents, because if you pitch through that, it will only get worse. And let's say if that elbow hurts, it'll take you 2 days and you'll be fine. If you keep on pitching, it could take you 2 weeks, 2 months. You might even need to get Tommy John. It's as simple as that. Take care of your arm. Icing is always good. The best thing to do after a big pitching outing, I mean, when you're throwing 50 plus pitches, which isn't huge, depending on your age, but anytime you throw 50 plus pitches, in the end, you're throwing close to 80 or 90 because of all the warm-ups, throwing, etc. You want to do, what you do is, hot, cold, hot, cold. So you get a ice pack and a, or really a cold pack and a hot pack. You heat up the hot pack in the microwave, minute or two. It's really just hot water. You put it on your elbow or your shoulder, anything that doesn't feel good, put it on there, 5 minutes, then go to cold with the ice and water, because ice will not, if you just do ice, it's not going to be completely on your elbow. You want ice and water, so it just goes all over your elbow. So, hot for 5 minutes, cold for 10 minutes, hot for 5, cold for 10. And that's really the best way to recover. Also, Icy Hot, you can buy it at CVS, Walgreens, Target, you name it. It's a good thing. It's like a lotion. Just put it on there, and that really stretches it out. Just lets those muscles relax. Also, J-Bands. These are stuff you can buy on Amazon. Super easy to use. They just come with a little clip. Clip them on the metal gate that you have at most little league fields. Well, if not all baseball fields. Clip them on the gate. Clip them on a pole. Get someone else to hold them. Stretch out your arms. There will be two bands. Clip them on each one of your wrists. Hold them up. Kind of like you're signaling a touchdown in football. And just go back and forth. Up and down. Up and down, side to side, and this will just totally stretch out your arm to get ready for pitching. Another thing to let you know is you have to throw ahead of time for pitching. It's super simple. The best thing to do is to just start off throwing 10 feet. You're throwing it light. You're not taking a stride. All you want to do is face the guy that you're throwing it to. Face there and stay in that exact position, shoulder width apart, facing the guy, and you just want to just lightly throw it to him. You're 10 feet apart, easy. Then after about 10 or 15 of those throws, you want to step back, and then you're actually taking a little bit of a stride, throwing it 20-25 feet about 10 to 15 times. Then if you really want to stretch, you're planning on pitching 5-6 plus innings, you want to go to what you call long toss. That is when the guy goes way back, 120-150 feet for most of the young guys, and just keep on going back. And what you want to do is you want to take a running start. It's going to take about 5 feet, and then you just want to throw it as hard as you can. Not as hard as you can, but just get it to him and just keep on doing that. And that really helps with your arm, and just helps that you stretch the entire thing out. Now, another thing to do is for conditioning with pitching is running. Running is it's really easy. Just take a light jog before you pitch. Run around the entire baseball field 2-3 times, and that just it helps you. And you don't have to sprint. Don't sprint. Just jog. Take a light jog. It'll get your muscles ready, and honestly, that's what you should do with any position. So, great things to do to practice, or what I've said as follows. It's super easy. It's but it will help you in the long run. So now we will be getting into just the basics. Each podcast, we will be doing a different pitch. This is something you want to take really slowly. I will say how old you should be, when you should be throwing this. A lot of these pitches, curveballs, sliders, knuckleballs, all those, a lot of times you shouldn't be throwing them until late high school in some times, unless you're a big dude, you're strong, 150 plus pounds, that type of stuff. Starting with the fastball, this is a four-seam fastball. I want you to get a baseball out. Really simple, if you have a baseball, just get it out. And look at it, where it should say Major League Baseball, something like that. The two seams will look like two, I don't know how to say this. It'll just be a little space, really thin, about the length of two fingers, where the seams are not touching, okay? So, when you look at that, just get your fingers and put them on the top of those two top seams, okay? It will look like a little horseshoe when you turn it around. Put your fingers on that. Put your thumb to where it's in the middle of those two fingers on the other side of the baseball. Very simple. That is a four-seam fastball. If I did not explain it correctly, or if I made it confusing, which I probably did, look it up. That is a four-seam fastball. This will most likely, or indefinitely, be the hardest pitch you will throw. Unless, I don't know, something strange is going on. This is a pitch that, it is the easiest pitch to throw, and it is the one you will most likely use the most. This has not much movement. It is straight where you're aiming at. That is where it will be. This is a great first pitch to throw. I usually like to start the batters off with a two-seam or a four-seam fastball. Also, another way to know is with the four-seam fastball, if you're spinning it, you see four seams. A two-seam fastball, when you spin, you just see two seams. That's another way to think of it. Much easier, less complicated way to think of it. Two-seam fastball has... it is a little bit slower, a couple miles an hour, not much. And it has darting movement, so it'll be going down a couple inches, up a couple inches. Many of you, especially those of you that are new to baseball, will be thinking, now, why would a baseball moving 2 inches, why would that make a difference? Well, it makes a difference between a home run and a strikeout. If you get the ball when you're right under it, that is where you can hit a home run. If you hit it right in the middle of the baseball, that is a line drive up the middle, most likely. 2 inches, that's close, a little bit less than the barrel of the bat. So that is the difference between making solid contact on a ball and totally whiffing it. And it makes a huge difference, especially in timing. If you throw, let's say I'm throwing a four-seam fastball, 95 miles an hour right down the middle. Then I throw a two-seam or even a four-seam fastball at 93. Either way, your timing will be off. Let's say you pull that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, left field, home run. If you do the same thing to the 93-mile-an-hour fastball, that ball is foul by about 3 feet. And it makes a huge difference in timing. Think of a fastball and a changeup. If you're right on time to the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, you will be way out in front of the 80 to 85 mile an hour changeup. That's how you want to think about it. So, first podcast, four-seam fastball. Practice, practice, practice that. That is a great, great, great way to learn how to throw a baseball. And that's not just for pitching. That is how you should be throwing every baseball. It makes them go faster. Think about when you're a kid, how you grip that baseball. It wasn't like this, I'll guarantee you that, most likely. Now we're going to be doing a little segment with hitting. This is just the basic stuff. Get someone to do what you call soft toss. Stand in the batter's box, lefty or righty. Get the other guy to stand in the opposite batting box. Get them to simply throw the baseball up and then just lightly hit it. This is super simple. This is how you get to be a good hitter. And tease. What many Major League Baseball players have told me is when they were a kid, they never used tees, okay? They just practiced in the cage, someone throwing it to them. And obviously, they got to the MLB by doing that. But once they tried out tees, it totally changed their game. You can set that up wherever you want, and you can practice. Okay, if they're throwing me a changeup, let's put the tee, you know, out in front because I'll be ahead of it. Outside, let's put it there. Let's just try to hit it right field, oppo shot, oppo taco. That's all you got to do. Now, this is something really cool that I want to help you guys on. So, there is a baseball subscribing box called Plate Crate. Plate Crate is a, it's really simple. It is a box that you get once a month or once every 3 months, depending on your subscription. It's roughly $200 to $300 for the entire year. Each box is about $20, but it's valued at over $50. It is unbelievable. Even me, which I'm not a guy that, you know, needs this stuff, but it's just awesome stuff that comes in it. For instance, the Plate Crate box that I have gotten got me an elbow guard, got me some Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored sunflower seeds, got me a backpack, a hat, licorice, batting tape from Marucci, great company, $25 off a thing called Blast Motion. Blast Motion is a hitting tool that you put on the knob of your bat. Whenever you're hitting, it will tell you exactly how fast you swung, how good you hit it, and what things to change. It might say, hey, you know, you swung it 60 miles an hour, swing, you know, faster, you got under it, more level swing. Very, very good tool to use, and many MLB players use it, especially my boy Carlos Correa for the Houston Astros. Now, in the end, I am a strong Christian. And at the end of every podcast, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about a player who reflects on their faith. This is just a good way for you to just sit back and relax, listen to about these players, and it's really simple. So first off, it's going to be a player that needs no introduction. He is one of the greatest pitchers in Major League Baseball, pitchers for the Los Angeles Dodgers. His name is Clayton Kershaw. I'm just going to be telling you a little bit of something that he said about his faith. He said, and I quote, "I am so blessed to have the talent to play baseball, and I realize that. But God gives us our talent and ability so we can glorify Him in everything we do. Since I was a kid, all I ever wanted to do was play in the MLB. But why am I playing baseball? Everybody wants to have success and be in the Hall of Fame. But then what? For me, it's about the legacy you leave off the field. It's about how many people I can affect with the platform God gave me." Just think about that. "Whether I'm pitching on a baseball mound or living my life outside of the baseball field, it's giving up my life to God that really puts my life in perspective. Being a Christian means you have to keep reminding yourself that you're supposed to stand out. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to act boldly in your faith. It's not easy, but it's worth the fight." So that is something that Clayton Kershaw said about his baseball faith. I want you to really put that in perspective and really think about what he said, because it's obviously it's a man with much wisdom in the game of baseball, but obviously it shows he has much wisdom in the faith of Christianity. If any of you guys are not Christians, I would love and absolutely love for you guys to leave a comment to me about anything you want to know. I can tell you anything. We can go have coffee. I currently live in Texas, so just tell me that, and I would love to to tell you more about it. I gave you a name of a pastor. We can just talk baseball, guys, and, you know, give you a little bit of something about what I know. First podcast, not bad. Hope you guys have a great day. Please leave a comment, leave a like, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And obviously, I hope you have a great day. Any questions about the four-seam fastball, stuff to do before pitching and after a big game, and a few of the little hitting tools, please tell me. Thanks again. Have a great day. I will see you next Sunday. Bye. Hello and welcome to the Baseball Tips and Tricks podcast, presented by me, Gaines Estridge, a baseball player, and in a way you could say a coach, now that I am presenting this podcast. You know, obviously this is the first one, so I want to, you know, tell you a little bit about myself and let you know what I'm going to be doing. So, I am a baseball player. I have played on many, many different teams, leagues, organizations. I've been coached by some of, if not the best of the best coaches in both MLB and college baseball, including from TCU as well. I've been able to be given many tips and tricks by them. I've been able to sit down and talk with players such as Michael Young, Matt Carpenter, those type of guys. And obviously my pitching coach, who has a ton of experience. So I'm just going to be able to let you guys know whether you're 25 years old and trying to get to the MLB, or whether you're 10 years old and trying to make your, you know, little league team. You know, this is mainly focusing on pitching because that is what I do. We will be mixing in some hitting. And obviously, I also play first base, I used to. So we will be talking about that some. Third base as well, a little bit in the outfield, not as much catching. We will be having some notable guests that will be on the podcast. I do not play catcher, I do not play second base in the outfield, so I will be having people come in that do play those and are really good at it to be able to share you those tips and tricks. So let's begin. Today we are focusing on pitching. So this is going to be taking you, let's just say this podcast, the first one, will be as if you have never pitched in your life at all. So this is going to be telling you the very basic things. Later on in the podcast, episodes, 10, 20, etc., that will be giving you more in-depth and making you, not just be a baseball pitcher, but a really good one that can possibly make it to the MLB level. I'm going to be doing many different segments here. I want you guys to please, share a comment with me and give me, help me out here. Give me some suggestions on different, different segments that I can do. Please. And please, obviously, rate and like this on Apple Podcasts. We love your support. I'm here with Anchor Podcasts, who will be somewhat sponsoring this podcast and many to come. This is going to be dropping every single Sunday until I get tired of it, and then I will stop abruptly. So be looking out for that. Obviously, this is not the best time for me to be doing this podcast, but it's close to the new year, and I wanted this to happen. Okay, so here we go. This is the first segment. Pitching, guys. I am a big-time pitcher, and let me just tell you a little bit about my journey. and a little bit about my walk with pitching. So I hated baseball a lot throughout my life. I thought it was stupid, it was awful, blah, 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 blah. Then a friend of mine, Langan Moffitt, who went to school with me in about fifth grade. In fifth grade. We were really good friends. Still are. Still keeping in touch. But in fifth grade, he said, "Hey, you know, I obviously, everyone knows you hate baseball. And you say it's stupid, but why not try it out to just to prove that it's as awful as it is?" I was like, "You know what, Langan? Let's do that." So this was obviously rec baseball. This was nothing, you know, nothing big, no select, triple A majors, all that type of stuff. This was bottom of the bottom rec baseball in Texas. And I loved it. It was unbelievable. I was a huge football guy. I was I snapped and I was a left tackle for the football team. But at 12 years old, I was like, wow, football sucks. This baseball is unbelievably awesome. And I always had a really good arm. I could throw the baseball really well. And the coach said, "You know what? You're pretty, you know, you can throw. How about you try out pitching?" My mom's like, I don't know about that. Just because, you know, I'm a kid, I'm going on the mound in front of everybody, and anything can go wrong. But I was like, no, let's try this. You know, I don't know. Maybe I have a gift. And let's just say I did. I did really well. Ended up, you know, going to a pitching coach, and, you know, getting the basics. Hitting, that took a while. You know, anybody can throw the baseball, just about. But hitting, that is tough. You have to learn timing, control, many of which we will be talking about. So later on, I got to be really, really good, making, you know, high-ranking teams, etc. And it just went on from there. And all the different coaches that helped me get to this level, I want to share the insight with you guys so that hopefully you guys can become really well, really good and well-polished baseball players. So, now we actually begin what we will be doing with most, if not all, of these podcasts. And here is pitching. This is going to be talking about many drills to do with pitching, that type of stuff. One thing to do, and this is one thing I did not do much at all, if at all, was stretch. If your elbow, your shoulder, if anything feels bad, you want to just immediately stop, tell your coach, tell your parents, because if you pitch through that, it will only get worse. And let's say if that elbow hurts, it'll take you 2 days and you'll be fine. If you keep on pitching, it could take you 2 weeks, 2 months. You might even need to get Tommy John. It's as simple as that. Take care of your arm. Icing is always good. The best thing to do after a big pitching outing, I mean, when you're throwing 50 plus pitches, which isn't huge depending on your age, but anytime you throw 50 plus pitches, in the end you're throwing close to 80 or 90 because of all the warm-ups, throwing, etc. You want to do what you do is hot, cold, hot, cold. So you get a ice pack and a cold pack and a hot pack. You heat up the hot pack in the microwave, minute or two. It's really just hot water. You put it on your elbow or your shoulder, anything that doesn't feel good. Put it on there, 5 minutes. Then go to cold with the ice and water, because ice will not. If you just do ice, it's not going to be completely on your elbow. You want ice and water, so it just goes all over your elbow. So, hot for 5 minutes, cold for 10 minutes, hot for 5, cold for 10. And that's really the best way to recover. Also, Icy Hot, you can buy it at CVS, Walgreens, Target, you name it. it's a good thing. It's like a lotion. Just put it on there, and that really stretches it out. Just lets those muscles relax. Also, J-bands. These are stuff you can buy on Amazon. Super easy to use. They just come with a little clip. Clip them on the metal gate that you have at most little league fields. Well, if not all baseball fields. Clip them on the gate. Clip them on a pole. Get someone else to hold them. Stretch out your arms. There will be two bands. Clip them on each one of your wrists. Hold them up. Kind of like you're signaling a touchdown in football. And just go back and forth, up and down, up and down, side to side. And this will just totally stretch out your arm to get ready for pitching. Another thing to let you know is you have to throw ahead of time for pitching. It's super simple. The best thing to do is to just start off throwing 10 feet. You're throwing it light. You're not taking a stride. All you want to do is face the guy that you're throwing it to, face there, and stay in that exact position, shoulder width apart, facing the guy, and you just want to just lightly throw it to him. You're 10 feet apart, easy, easy, easy. Then after about 10 or 15 of those throws, you want to step back, and then you're actually taking a little bit of a stride, throwing it 20, 25 feet, about 10 to 15 times. Then if you really want to stretch, you're planning on pitching 5-6 plus innings, you want to go to what you call long toss. That is when the guy goes way back 120, 150 feet for most of the young guys, and just keep on going back. And what you want to do is you want to take a running start. It's going to take about 5 feet, and then you just want to throw it as hard as you can. Not as hard as you can. But just get it to them and just keep on doing that. And that really helps with your arm and just helps that you stretch the entire thing out. Now, another thing to do is for conditioning with pitching is running. Running is, it's really easy. Just take a light jog before you pitch. Run around the entire baseball field 2-3 times. And that just, it helps you. And you don't have to sprint. Don't sprint. Just jog. Take a light jog. It'll get your muscles ready. And honestly, that's what you should do with any position. So, great things to do to practice are what I have said as follows. It's super easy. But it will help you in the long run. So now we will be getting into just the basics. Each podcast we will be doing a different pitch. This is something you want to take really slowly. I will say how old you should be when you should be throwing this. A lot of these pitches, curveballs, sliders, knuckleballs, all those, a lot of times you shouldn't be throwing them until late high school sometimes, unless you're a big dude, you're strong, 150 plus pounds, that type of stuff. Starting with the fastball. This is a four-seam fastball. I want you to get a baseball out. Really simple. If you have a baseball, just get it out. And look at it. Where should say Major League Baseball, something like that. The two seams will look like two. I don't know how to say this. It'll just be a little space, really thin, about the length of two fingers, where the seams are not touching. Okay? So, when you look at that, just get your fingers and put them on the top of those two top seams, okay? It will look like a little horseshoe when you turn it around. Put your fingers on that. Put your thumb to where it's in the middle of those two fingers on the other side of the baseball. Very simple. That is a four-seam fastball. If I did not explain it correctly, or if I made it confusing, which I probably did, look it up. That is a four-seam fastball. This will most likely, or indefinitely, be the hardest pitch you will throw. Unless, I don't know, something strange is going on. This is a pitch that, it is the easiest pitch to throw, and it is the one you will most likely use the most. This has not much movement. It is straight where you're aiming at. That is where it will be. This is a great first pitch to throw. I usually like to start the batters off with a two-seam or a four-seam fastball. Also, another way to know is with the four-seam fastball, if you're spinning it, you see four seams. A two-seam fastball, when you spin, you just see two seams. That's another way to think of it. A much easier, less complicated way to think of it. Two-seam fastball has... It is a little bit slower, a couple miles an hour, not much. And it has darting movement, so it'll be going down a couple inches, up a couple inches. Many of you, especially those of you that are new to baseball, will be thinking, now, why would a baseball moving 2 inches, why would that make a difference? Well, it makes a difference between a home run and a strikeout. If you get the ball when you're right under it, that is where you can hit a home run. If you hit it right in the middle of the baseball, that is a line drive up the middle, most likely. 2 inches, that's close, a little bit less than the barrel of the bat. So that is the difference between making solid contact on a ball and totally whiffing it. And it makes a huge difference, especially in timing. If you throw, let's say I'm throwing a four-seam fastball, 95 miles an hour right down the middle. Then I throw a two-seam or even a four-seam fastball at 93. Either way, your timing will be off. Let's say you pull that 95 mile an hour fastball, left field, home run. If you do the same thing to the 93 mile an hour fastball, that ball is foul by about 3 feet. And it makes a huge difference in timing. Think of a fastball and a changeup. If you're right on time to the 95 mile an hour fastball, you will be way out in front of the 80 to 85 mile an hour changeup. That's how you want to think about it. So, first podcast, four-seam fastball. Practice, practice, practice that. That is a great, great, great way to learn how to throw a baseball. And that's not just for pitching. That is how you should be throwing every baseball. It makes them go faster. Think about when you're a kid. How you grip that baseball. It wasn't like this, I'll guarantee you that, most likely. Now we're going to be doing a little segment with hitting. This is just the basic stuff. Get someone to do what you call soft toss. Stand in the batter's box, lefty or righty. Get the other guy to stand in the opposite batting box. Get them to simply throw the baseball up and then just lightly hit it. This is super simple. This is how you get to be a good hitter. And tease. What many Major League Baseball players have told me is when they were a kid, they never used tees, okay? They just practiced in the cage, someone throwing it to them. And obviously, they got to the MLB by doing that. But once they tried out tees, it totally changed their game. You can set that up wherever you want, and you can practice. Okay, if they're throwing me a changeup, let's put the tee, you know, out in front because I'll be ahead of it. Outside, let's put it there. Let's just try to hit it right field, oppo shot, oppo taco. That's all you got to do. Now, this is something really cool that I want to help you guys on. So, there is a baseball subscribing box called Plate Crate. Plate Crate is a... It's really simple. It is a box that you get once a month or once every 3 months depending on your subscription. It's roughly $200 to $300 for the entire year. Each box is about $20, but it's valued at over $50. It is unbelievable. Even me, which I'm not a guy that, you know, needs this stuff, but it's just awesome stuff that comes in it. For instance, the Plate Crate box that I have gotten got me an elbow guard, got me some Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored sunflower seeds, got me a backpack, a hat, licorice, batting tape from Marucci, great company, $25 off a thing called Blast Motion. Blast Motion is a hitting tool that you put on the knob of your bat whenever you're hitting, it will tell you exactly how fast you swung, how good you hit it, and what things to change. It might say, hey, you know, you swung it 60 miles an hour, swing, you know, faster, you got under it, more level swing. Very, very good tool to use, and many MLB players use it, especially my boy Carlos Correa for the Houston Astros. Now, in the end, I am a strong Christian, and at the end of every podcast, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about a player who reflects on their faith. This is just a good way for you to just sit back and relax, listen to about these players, and it's really simple. So first off is going to be a player that needs no introduction. He is one of the greatest pitchers in Major League Baseball, pitchers for the Los Angeles Dodgers. His name is Clayton Kershaw. I'm just going to be telling you a little bit of something that he said about his faith. He said, and I quote, "I am so blessed to have the talent to play baseball, and I realize that. But God gives us our talent and ability so we can glorify Him in everything we do. Since I was a kid, all I ever wanted to do was play in the MLB. But why am I playing baseball? Everybody wants to have success and be in the Hall of Fame, but then what? For me, it's about the legacy you leave off the field. It's about how many people I can affect with the platform God gave me." Just think about that. "Whether I'm pitching on a baseball mound or living my life outside of the baseball field, it's giving up my life to God that really puts my life in perspective. Being a Christian means you have to keep reminding yourself that you're supposed to stand out. You're supposed to be different. You're supposed to act boldly in your faith. It's not easy, but it's worth the fight." So that is something that Clayton Kershaw said about his baseball faith. I want you to really put that in perspective and really think about what he said, because it's a man with much wisdom in the game of baseball, but obviously it shows he has much wisdom in the faith of Christianity. If any of you guys are not Christians, I would love and absolutely love for you guys to leave a comment to me about anything you want to know. I can tell you anything. We can go have coffee. I currently live in Texas, so just tell me that, and I would love to tell you more about it. I gave you a name of a pastor. We can just talk baseball, guys, and, you know, give you a little bit of something about what I know. First podcast, not bad. Hope you guys have a great day. Please leave a comment, leave a like, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And obviously, I hope you have a great day. Any questions about the four-seam fastball, stuff to do before pitching and after a big game, and a few of the little hitting tools, please tell me. Thanks again. Have a great day. I will see you next Sunday. Bye.